זוג בגמורה. מי סבי. סוגו שיגבויה למעלה מ-20 אמו, פסולו. ורב יהודה מכשיר עד 45 אמו. אז 45 מזלב דאפי, מינס אפילו למעלה, רב יהודה הול סוגו שיגבויה למעלה כשירו. אומר רב יהודה, מי סבהיר מי המלכו בלוד? שהויסו סוכוסו גבויו מ-20 אמו, ויוסקיינים נכנוסים ביועצים לשם ולא יאמרו לו דובו. זה איזה רייד, הצוקה שיגבויו למעלה מ-20 אמו, יש כושר. חזר נבו מוכיח הילני המלכו, תד הסוכה זנת גוד. אמרו לו משום ראיו, אישו הויסו בפטורו מן הסוכה. סתם רב שמור רוזובסקי, אלה מור הדו האורה, בודי גמורי אנצ'ס. אז נשכן ראי, אישה הספורטו מן הסוק, אז במילה נשגוון עתי חוכו. פייב רב שמול רוזובסקי, אבל למעשה, שי קיימתי לסוקה, מסתום יש מידה ברוכה, שי תודה את הכושר הסוקה. אז להפרושה מייסורה, they have to tell that she can make a ברוכה. אז אין לך נמי שזה אישה ושפטורו מן הסוקה, אבל שיש אויבר האיסור. מילה, אז להפרושה מאיסורה, היא אהבת אתה לו, נעת מייג הברוכה. מסתום יש מייג הברוכה, אל בנושי מייג הברוכה נסוקה. זה מסתום יש איזה אישה, זה שמסתום יש מייג הברוכה. אז נגיד הראיה is, from the fact that they will never מרחיח, הוא יעשה הברוכה לבת עובד. So I don't want to go into it, but רב שמואל, כדאי זה ינזיך אין שמואל, has a חשבן, that רב יהודה לשיטו סיין שס, holds, אז זה קומטו יש נהל הפלץ, אז אישו דוזן מייק הברוכה, המיץ עש עשר שהזמן גרומה. וזה שיטס רב יודה, אז מחלקס, רמב״ם, אז שיטס רב יודה אין שעס, אז זה קומטו יש different places, אז אישו דוזן מייק הברוכה. אז אין לך למה, לשיטס חכום, אם בייבי טקט או בי הראיה, אבל לשיטס רב יודה, they answered, אני צריך אישו פטור מן הסוכו, אין לשיטו סחור, זה שינה ומייד הברוכה. מילה זה נשתוק אין ראיה. זה שאתה עושה מי זה ראיה, אין לך נמי, אין לך חשבון דיר. אבל די אנצת הם לשיטו סוי. לשיטו סוי תעושה נשכן ראיה. לשיטו סוי תעושה נשכן ראיה. אור, אפשר. זה הנקרה שבכלל. זוג בגימור, אומר להם, ולא ישיבו בונים הרו לו, שיהיה 7 kids, ואויד כל מעשה לא יוסטו, אלו על פי חכומי. כל מעשה לא יוסטו, אלו על פי חכומי. זוג דגמור, לא אומר למית נבואית, כל מעשה לא יוסטר אלא על פי חכומי, הוכי כאומר. חיצו עם רובונים קטנים הויו וקטנים פטורים מן הסוכה. כיוון דשיבה הבו, אי אפשר דלוי הבו בוחד שאין הצורך לאימר. וחיתאים וקודם שאין צורך לאימר מדרבונן ודמחאי ואיר ודרבונן למשכחו, תושמע ואויד כל מעשה לא יוסטר אלא על פי חכומי. So I want to explain a little bit פשט עם דגמור. Interesting. The Gemara asks a question: why it says "Va'oid kol ma'aser lo yostu al picha chomim"? And then in the Teretz, there's a whole arichas on the 7 kids that has to be that one of them is at least 6-7. So one of them is chayav b'chinuch. So Mele the Shaila was maybe Einach Nami is only a kid and she was not makpid on the Rabbanon. Toshma she was makpid on the Rabbanon. And how the Gemara understand before? So this is the Masbu Pshat, Bilchis Pshat. In the beginning, the Gemara meant that she had 7 kids. Stam Gedolim. 7 kids, a whole set of kids there. Schorim. It's not schorim. So maybe the schorim achaya besuka. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zog the Gemara no. The cheshbon was, we don't know what the age of the kids. So could be the kids are mamish ketanim. Could be the kids are mamish ketanim. But the cheshbon is that from 7 kids, one of them is chaya b'chinuch. If it's chayav b'chinuch, maybe she was not makpid as the rabbanon. Ve'oid kol ma'aser lo yostro elo al pi chachomim. When the Gemara in the beginning taught, the Gemara taught that 7 kids, and the kids are chayav. The kids are schorim. Zog the Gemara, no. The Gemara meant that we don't know the age of the kids, and it could be the kids atake ketanim. Could be the kids atake ketanim, but it has to be that one of them is at least roi lechinuch. If one of them is at least roi lechinuch, maybe she was not makpid as the rabbanon. תושמה ואויד כל מעשר לא יוסטר אלא על פי חכומי. זאת אומרת, בישלם על מנדה אמר בשאין פאנס מגיס לסחף מחלויקס, זאת אומרת, זה גוטה ראי. דאגו של מלכו תקל אישה בסוג שאין פאנס מגיס לסחף משום אבירו. זאת אומרת, אלו למען דבר בסוכה קטנה מחלויקס, וכי דרכו של מלכו לישי בסוכה קטנה, רש"י נערוסהו משרסהו בסוכה עמו. אמר רבי ברב עודה, לא יצריכו אלו לסוכה עשיר קטין יויס קטין יויס. שמו את סקוט, תלפון. ראי נגמור, וכי דרכו של מלכו לישי בסוכה עשיר קטין יויס קטין יויס. אמר רבי אשר, נצריכו אלו לקטין יויס שבו. עבוד את זה תרץ, רבון נוצר ריבונהו בסוכה מעליה ויעשווה. ואי הוא יעשווה קטין יויס משום צניוסר ומשום אוכל יאמרו לדובו. רב יהודה סובר, בונהו גבוה ויעשווה. ואפילו אוכל יאמרו לדובו. אז יש שתי חלקים בסוגיה. לא מחלק בסוגיה עצמה. We have the first חלק בסוגיה, the brisa, and then the חשבון of the gemara, what is the answer that she sat in the קטין יויס and the kids sat in the big סוכה. And the first חלק בגמרא, when the gemara shows the kasha. So Rabbi Yudah brings a raya that Sukkah Lamala Me'esrim is Ksheira. Why? Because she had the kids are sitting with her. And Chachomim didn't say Gomish. So if Chachomim didn't say Gomish, it's a raya that Sukkah Lamala Me'esrim is Kosher. I zog the Gemara, maybe it's Ketanim. So the Gemara, yo, but one of them is for sure Chayi B'chinuch. He's not Tzorich Le'imoy. So B'mele Atz Chinuch, Chazal had to say something. V'chitemish is not Makvid on B'chinuch. Kol Dvoro, lo yosto ala al-pi Chachomim. Zog the Ritvo. Nikan yesh li raya. Now when you mechanach a kid, you have to mechanach him kiil chosoi. You have to mechanach him kiil chosoi. If you're not mechanach him kiil chosoi, you're not yoitzer. Look at the Ritva Azay. Omar Rav Yudah Maise Behil Nei Amalko. Mehosh Aminen, the kotten she mechanach him oise b'mitzvahs, yeshlas is loy mitzvah behechsher gomur ke godl. Do maisin en rayim mishmaisin misukya she hil nei amalko. דלא יסגי דלקר בנהו אחד שהגיע לחינוך. דבו יש סוכי מעליה. If we say for חינוך, you don't need a סוכי מעליה, so what is the ראיה? And he said, and it's פושט. והוא צריכתי לכתוב זה, לפי שרואי סי חכום עם טועים בזה. So under a paskin נשת הזה. Under a paskin נשת הזה. That for חינוך, you don't have to have the real mitzvah. You can have kidmus the mitzvah. הראיה ברורה. Because if for chinuch you could have dmus mitzvah, what is the raya? Sugah shemala mezrim is posul, but for chinuch it's enough. For chinuch it's enough. That's the kash. The pele is, the Mishnah Brura brings down, and tof reish nul ches, siv kot mechof ches. We know, it's a whole shulchan aruch, that in the yontef rishon shel sukkos, you can't give the lulav to a little kid. Because if you give the lulav to a little kid, he koine, and then it's, he can't give it back to you. And shoul is not good in the first day, the first 2 days. So the shaila is, so how the kotna be yoitza lulav? Well, it's Yisrael, it's not a problem, because you give it to him after you do the mitzvah. Chutz la'aretz, you can't give it to him. So Mishnah Brura brings down two shittas. The first shita holds, if the kid doesn't get the esrik, the lulav, he's taken ad yoitza, it's toch shoul. And the father is not yoitza chinuch. אבל יש מהאחרונים שסויברים, ומצווס חינוך מסקיים גם בשאול. גם בזה מסכן החבן למצווס. זאת נשאר הציון פשט. דסביר אליי, דמצווס חינוך הוא רק על עצם המצווה, לא על פרוטי המצווה. שמצווס חינוך הוא על עצם המצווה, לא על פרוטי המצווה. זה חינוך, בעצם המצווה. לא על פרוטים של המצווה. כבי יועץ החינוך בדעיקר המצווה. Right, sagt der Kasche, if you could be yoitzer chinuch with the ikara mitzvah, you don't have to have the pirte ha mitzvah for the chinuch. The ritvus kasche from our sugya. The ritvus kasche from our sugya. And our sugya shek fakel. That you have to be yoitzer with sugya ki ilchoso. If you're not yoitzer with sugya ki ilchoso, it's not called chinuch. Because if you're yoitzer with sugya, then it's not kosher ki ilchoso, what is the raya? Maybe lem esu amo is posul, but for chinuch is enough. So bishem lefu lefu shita that shoul is not good for chinuch. You have to have mitzvah ki ilchoso. Ein hachanami. But if you say that you could yoitza with a chinuch esrek, with a chinuch lulev, so what is the raya from the esrek? That's the kasha beetzem. That's the ritvos kasha. So in this kasha zog the velt ateretz. It's not a raya. What shoul is good, if you lefu shita, the shita of Mishnabur that shoul is good, shoul is beetzem a esrek. Ve'o raya, the father could use it. A different yid that owns it could use it. The haynu, the esrig mitzad atzma is okay. The esrig mitzad atzma is okay. You could use it. So the esrig mitzad atzma is a kosher esrig. The lulav is a kosher. Grade, by you and it's shoal, you can't be yoitzer. So it's a technical problem. As long as a kid sits in kedusha, he's saying kedusha. I don't know how he's sitting. He didn't wash his hands before he came to shul. Say no. I mean, he's doing the mitzvah. He's shaking a lulav. Grade, it's shoal, but he's shaking a lulav. Mashenk and sukkah shel malam esrim amr is a puzzle of sukkah. It's a puzzle of sukkah. B'meli, you're not yoitzer chinuch. So b'meli, it's not no tzushto. Shoal taka is good, but a sukkah shel malam esrim amr is taka nish good. B'meli, we don't have a cash on that shit. Zog the welt. It's a riot. Zog the welt is a riot. For the Mishnah Brura, and the Biur Halacha and Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin. It's Ramesh Astira the Mishnah Brura. Astira the Mishnah Brura. And Tov Reish Nun Zayin, the last Biur Halacha, is one sif, a very small sif, the whole Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin. Koten ha-yodea le-na'anea, oviv chayev liknes le-lulav, kedei lechamche be-mitzvus. You have to buy him a lulav. Zog the Biur Halacha, kedei lechamche be-mitzvus. U-poshut, de tzorich she-iyu dalet minim, ksheirim kmoi be-grogim. You have to buy him a kosher lulav. The poshut tzarish iyu lo idalem minim ksheirim kmoi begodl. It's my mishapel. It's tira mishnah brura. Mishnah brura by Yosem Tov Reish Nun Ches brings down that could be, you could be yaitzev at shol. You don't have to be makna to the kid the first day. One shita you have to, the other shita you don't have to. Mishnah brura says you could be stemach on the shitas, don't give the kid the lulav, and you're shakul al lulav, even though the godl has to be kind of the lulav, you don't have to be kind of the lulav. And here in Tov Reish Nun Ches, one line in Biur Halacha, u'poshut, maybe yes, maybe not, u'poshut, the tzor she'iu dalet minim ksheirim kmoi begodl. Zog the world does the teretz. Has to be a kosher al lulav, kmoi begodl, on a pintale, with a pita, all of the halachas, kmoi begodl. This is legabi the esrog, not the mishnah bura. Tzorich sheyekdalad minim ksheirim kmoi begodl. Aber shol on adas andere zach. Like lama zogim, you have to lama zogim is a mitzvah. You have to when you shed dalad minim, you have to stand. To do be'amida. You have to do be'amida. Lama zogim, you have to do be'amida. You can't do be yeshiva. So if the kid sits, no shaydish that the kid has to stand. The kid has to have dalad minim. The mele. So the value of the teretz. If we have a kasha from our sugya, the teretz is the Mishnah Brura could pass in shoal is good. That's the teretz of the world. Shoal is good because be'etzim it's a kosher dalet minim. The protim, like a yitzias a mitzvah belochem, this the kosher doesn't have to have.
Why isn't lechem absolved
that? It's not bechefze. Because a godel could be yitzah with it.
It wasn't lechem.
A godel could be, no, if it'd be his. So this lulav, a godel could shaku. So a gadol could be yaitzah with this. Das is chinuch. The gadol could take this lulav and shake this lulav. So it's a good lulav. A lulav that has a black dot, no one could be yaitzah. Das nishkin chinuch, the mechanech hakir. But when the lulav is kosher, grade felt in lochem, but the lulav alem, you could be yaitzah with the lulav, then it's no chisol. It's a glatt of all. It doesn't tell us the spirit of Mishnah Brura take it. So, as the Mishnah Brura alone from our sugya, that's the Ritva asks the kasha from our sugya against the shittas that you don't have to have the protim, and we answer that our sugya is different. It's a psul. Shoal is not a psul. Okay. We'll go to the next shlach. Over the Ritva that gifrek the kasha, the Ritva that asks the kasha, he weiss tois learn, the Ritva that stells the kasha, he weiss tois learn that the Yesh Mefoshim not only mafshir shoal. He had yesh mefoshim. The Mishnah Brura we were miyashim from the suge. We were shlovi. The Mishnah Brura from the kasha from the gemara and suge mahot ateretz. There is shol by us it's a psul beetzim. We have the stirim in every bein Mishnah Brura. But the ritva brings down yeshoimrim that the yeshoimrim tainus that the suge shigvoy lemalo meesrim amo has to be kosher beetzim. Every psul is kosher. He says ladov poshut, but he's mafkia from the yesh mefoshim that chinuch could have even psulim. So the Ritva knows that even psulim could have. I mean, the Ritva knows that his mefoshim were not machshir only shol, they were machshir even black dots. So the shaila is, frek the Ritva nis yesh mefoshim, what is the answer from our sugya? In our sugya we see that you cannot have an esreg, a posel esukah for chinuch. So either yesh mefoshim hold, you could use a posel esreg. Zog the welt a teretz, the shlav base. The yesh mefoshim kasher, the esreg with a dot. It's okay. Esra without a pitem, Efshar Eicher Ekei, a lulav that it's split together, you could be Yitzah. For chinuch, for a kid, you could be Yitzah. I want to ask you a shayla. Lefidei yesh mefalshim. Lefidei yesh mefalshim. You could take a lemon for chinuch, it looks like an esrei. You could take a lemon for chinuch. Avada nisht. Why? Hanushkin shaychas. Suga sheigvoya lemala meesrim amo, tzchalul shatar negoinim. Hanushkin suke bichlal. Rabchonon, yeah? Tzchalul shatar negoinim. You can't be mechanach a kid in a lul shatar negoinim. It's no shaychas to sukes. Suga sheigvoya lemoshel. If you'll have maimid mekabel tume, seida. For vitaisa v'lei min haosui, seida. No, I'm asking. Aber lemala meesrim amo, tzchalushkin suke nisht. This is what the Welt wants to answer. So again, as the Mishnah Berurah and Shaul, we said, it has to be a kosher esrei, only Shaul, the protein, you don't have to tell the kid to stand. Sfira Sa'imah. Mishnah Berurah holds that if you don't stand at Sfira Sa'imah, you're not Yoitzah. Magen Avram says, "Sfartem lochem mehechel choyresh bakomo." So you have a drosha bakomo. You have to stand the Sfira Sa'ima. So when you mechanach a kid 5 years old to count, you have to make him to stand. No, it's like Shaul. Right? Avada, you're not yoytze be'amida. He's doing a mitzvah. Got in the protein. This is the first teretz. But she'enkin psulim is not good, and our suga is psulim. But the ritva b'adani is mefalshi that even psulim are good. So we have to say suga shelamano me'esrim amo is nishkin suga nish. Even though the Welt says it. This is that doichak, because when we learn Masech Tesuke, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see, pum fakir, that lemalo me'esrim amo is the least psul in all of the psulim in Sukkah. Lemoshul, taisav lo min ha'osui, lefi mol shittis is no shaychis to lemalo me'esrim amo. You have a Sukkah lemalo me'esrim amo, and then you put inside tevin v'kash, and you memay at the halal, it becomes kosher. I taisav lo min ha'osui, so lemalo me'esrim amo, it's a Sukkah, it's only a psul, you took away the psul. We saw Rashi holds, you say psala lemalo me'esrim amo. So it's a sukkah. We see lemoshel, you have a sukkah that you have schach betoich esrim, and then the top is lemalo me'esrim. The Rishonim say even that the lemalo is posul. It's not really posul. It's not good. So it doesn't bother the bottom. So fakir, in masech the sukkah, adarabo, if something is not psul b'cheftze, it's lemalo me'esrim amo. It's a last shiurim, we got a psal. So fakir, so the kash is tzurik. So how do yesh meforshim learn that you could use psulim for chinuch? Like you're saying, suka shel malam esrim amo is not a lemon. It's a suka shi psula, fakir. If something is a lemon, it's suka shi eno shtei tfanes, chamoso maybe, aber suka shi malam esrim amo, and masach the suka, it's kosher and all the, it's the easiest thing to kasher. So barazeh lechura, it's izayr shver. So again, so the value we have, shol we're not shver bichlal, shol is bad bechefze, and psul bechefze it's our suka. Aber the shit is that all of every psul bechefze is also kosher bechinuch, shemru taket doesn't bring down such a shit. Aber the ritmo bought down a sidu as a shit, frek the ritmo what they will answer on our suka. So to say a teretz on that shit, mit avgein harayim do, it's noch a chelek do in the suka. It's a chelek, the yesoid advorim, is the stipler, or the malav akele, shil Reb Reuven, barachovet, tvi choshe, v'simonim, kidai to see inside. Let me get duch the Indian. Rab Kiva Eger in Gil Nashas, he's the Pritechid. Rab Kiva Eger, I am Tesis Yeshonim, Yume Pebeza Mudalev, Vetzorich Yun God. Let me show Rab Kiva Eger's cash. Tesis Yeshonim in Yume Pebeza Mudalev is Meyased that Chinuch only a father is Chayev Bechinuch. No one else is Chayev Bechinuch, including the mother. As I shit as a Tesis Yeshonim. Frag the taste is Yeshonim on himself. If the only one that is chayev is chinuch, is a father, and not a mother, and not no one else, so heal me, Amalko. What the Gemara answers? Kol ma'aseh lo yosto. Eino chenami, she's potu misuke. She had 7 kids, and the chayev, at least one of them is chayev b'chinuch. And osto al pichachomim is no chiyuv chinuch. This is the kasha from the taste Yeshonim. Zog taste Yeshonim two terutzim. One teretz, they had a father. Un merete the father. Inami, we'll read inside. When I said the Hilni Amalka, the last night this Yeshonim, she Yoshlo he ve Shimas Boneo Basuka, Shema Hoya Loem Av, ve Chilchom Bekach, ve Afilu Lo Hoya Loem Av, Hoyso Mechanachtom Le Mitzvahs Baal. So again, the Tis Yeshonim fragt Akasha, If there's no chinuch on the mother, was ist mit unserer Suge? And he says two terutzim. One terutz, they had a father, and he was in charge of the chinuch. Even if it was no father, hoysa mechanachtom lemitzvah be'alme. Rab Kiva Eger, Megil Nashas, frek de kashe. Can I just see in the chidush of Rab Kiva Eger, a couple more words, just gives a shtickle more time in Rab Kiva Eger. Ochlaner, they say the kashe like this. The first terutz is a modnazach. They had a father. So forget about the kids. Why Chachamim didn't yell at the father? How is he to get the sukkah? The father is chayav besukkah. Moses says, you know, she had kids. How are the kids? She had a husband. Tell the husband, you're not allowed to eat in that sukkah. He was not eating. Maybe the kids bought. What? Maybe the kids also had their own sukkah. The Gemara says that they came to Hilni Amalka. The Gemara says, no, she had seven kids and she had a father. So it's not Mistaba that was a father around there. Wasn't the second teretz? Maybe it was no father. Aber mikol mokoyim lemitzvah ba'alma. Was meant as lemitzvah ba'alma? So anders dogen apshad lemitzvah ba'alma that the, when there's no father, the chiyuv goes over to the mother. Avad it doesn't say the teis yishanim. He doesn't say that. Anders dogen, when there's no father, the mother becomes like a father and she's mechuyiv in the chinuch. Chiyuv. Das avad anish. So he says lemitzvah ba'alma. The kasha of the Gemara was, maybe she doesn't have to listen to the Rabbonot. And for the Gemara, she listened. If it's no chiyuv, so it's no raya. Why Chachamim will tell her off? Why Chachamim will tell her that she's wrong? Why Chachamim will tell her that she's wrong? This was the Gemara's kasha. V'chi teime the Rabbonot lo yashkecho. Toshma, kol ma'aser lo yosu ela al pi chachom. Kol ma'aser lo yosu ela al pi chachom. If it's no chiyuv de rabbonon for chinuch b'chai gavne. So, lo shna gemorah, dish gishmak. Lo shna gemorah, dish gishmak. Az ay frek, Rab Kiva Eger, and azok, v'tzorich iyun god. V'tzorich iyun god. Zok de stipler, a yesoid b'chin. Come again, duch de'inya. So we have a kiveger's kasha be'etzim tzorchiyun. What is the pshat in the teis yishonim? If the mother is not chayav b'chinuch, vos mit hilne amalka, she's not chayav b'chinuch, and he says words le'mitzvah be'alme. Vos nos le'mitzvah be'alme? Vos nos le'mitzvah be'alme? Zog this type of razeh. Zog the stipler. Is a gemara in broches daf mem vav. The gemara in broches zog is a halacha if someone eats kezayis, he's chayv benching midoraisa. Midrabbana. If he eats kedei sviya, he's chayv benching midoraisa. Vochalto v'savoto uberachto. Midrabbana nichmiru al atzmo mat kezayis v'at kabeitze. That even if you only ate a kezayis and you're not full, you also have to bench. The halacha is that even if you only normal, if a person doesn't eat, he's not moitzias chaver with birkas hamazon, with pashtus. But if you eat, even with the rabbanon, you could be moitzi to someone that ate midai raisa. So if you ate a kezayis, you could be mezamen and you could bench and moitzi the one that ate midai raisa. Not the gemara. Now, it's another gemara that a cotton that ate cannot be moitzi a gadol. Frek teisves. Why not? You write that cotton is chayv only with the rabbanon, but the same way that someone ate a kezayis the rabbanon could be moitzi someone that ate kedei sviya the rice and birkas hamazon. So the kid that ate and is chayv with the rabbanon, why he cannot be moitzi his father? As I frek teisus in broches, why he cannot be moitzi? Not only teisus, Rashi also frek the kasha that memches. Frek Rashi, why a kid that ate shir the rabbanon cannot be moitzi someone that ate a father that is a day raise, as maybe someone ate a kezayis as moitzi someone that ate kedei sviya, so let a cotton to be moitzi a gadol with the birkas hamazon. Answered Rashi, v'yeshloimar, the cotton is not chayev. Oviv chayev lechanchoi. He's not chayev in benching. His father is chayev in benching. His father has to teach him how to bench. So he's not chayev, how he could be moitzi? When someone ate a shir the rabbonon, so he's chayev mit der Rabbonon. So he's moitzi to der Reise. But a kid is not chayev. His father has to look after him. And as is a Rashi in Nida Daf Nun Vav, Rashi in Nida Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says, Lo itiknu chachomim mitzvahs lekotn. The father, be'etzem is Loshon Rashi Bayos, look at Loshon Rashi. She'iskiku lehargil es hakotn lemitzvahs. The father is mechuyev to mechanach the kid. Das ist das Rashi. Teis des Schlag, das heißt, sie kann nicht sein. Wie ist ein Reif von der Gemorre dir? Die Gemorre sagt, dass ein Kind could be moitzi a different kid. If he's not chayiv, he bichlar can't be moitzi no one else. He bichlar doesn't have a chiyuv. So Teis des Schoile, and Teis des says, the kid has a chiyuv mit der Rabbonon. So why is not moitzi his father? He says, because you have to have arvus. When other parsha have arvus, you can't be moitzi. So we get to the sugis there, that is gein arayim. So this type of Zuchinu Ladin, Machleikes, Rashi, and Teisvis, be Yesoid Din Chinuch. Rashi learns there's no mitzvah on the kid to mismechanech. The mitzvah is on the father to teach the kid what to do. Teis, what? No, it's not teaching. It's, but the kid can't be moitzi. No Chinuch to teach him to be moitzi. Teach him to mechanech him to bench. So the fit Teisvis, the chiyuv of the father is, Lefi Rashi, the chiyuv is to mechanech the kid. מה שאין כן, לפי רשי, לפי טייסווס, the kid has a חיוב עליהם, מצד חינוך, he's מחויב in the mitzvah. The world says, לא שם רשי ביוס, it's also a זה. The mitzvah is, להרגיל את הקוטן למצווה. The קוטן is not חייב מדי רבונון, is להרגיל את הקוטן למצווה. You have to מחנוך him to be מרגילים למצווה. As another raya, as another tasteless, an eruvin. The Gemara says that you could do eruvin, right? The halacha is, if a moshel, if a goy lives in the chotzer, he can't do eruvin. You only could do eruvin if everyone that in the chotzer keeps the halachas and is chayev b'mitzvahs. If a person is not chayev b'mitzvahs eruv, lives in the eruv, you cannot, there's a reason you have to rent it out. But the eruv chatzeres that we do is only if everyone is yidden. But if someone is a goy, he's not chayev b'mitzvahs. What would be if someone dies and his kid's living in the mavui? So the Gemara says, you could do Eiru. Like this is how you could do Eiru. Zog Teisves, Kotn is Chayim, Mitzad Chinuch. But if it's a Chiyuv to be Margilim, first, he doesn't have a father, so there's no one to be Margilim. But he's not Chayim in Mitzvahs. Steht in Teisves, the kid is Chayim, B'meile, he's Chayim B'Eiru. So B'meile, you could be Mezaket, B'Eiru. So that's the Yesoidus Dike Machleikas, Shitas HaTesis mit Rashi b'Yesoid Chinuch. Rashi learns is Le'argiloi, Tesis learns, the kid alone is Chayev. I want to be Moisif. Kenzan Tesis is Moide, that is also a Chiyuv on the father, to take care that the kid will keep the mitzvahs. There's also a Chiyuv Chinuch. That the father has to be sure that the kid will keep the mitzvah. Aber chutz from that, that the Rabbonin is, mit divrei seifrim is chayev be mitzvos sie bar shen es rambam is chayev be mitzvos mit divrei seifrim chazal be chayev vekot so we go weiter mele das ist der so mele we have a kasha the tes yeshon zog the stipler the terz of the tes yeshon im we go to tes yeshon im tes yeshon im holds like tesis as ab bala tesis that is no chiyuv on the mother is only chiyuv on the father so the kasha was Hilmi Amalka has no father here. If there's no father here, there's no chiyuv chinuch. The Teretz, you're right. To take care on the kid, to be sure that he does the mitzvahs, to mechanech the kid, ein lechenami, only the father is chayev. If there's no father, no one has to take care of this kid. Oh, but the kid mitzat atzmoy has to keep the mitzvahs. The kid mitzat atzmoy has to keep the mitzvahs. So b'meile, the kids of Hilmi Amalko, they mitzad atzmam amichuyev to sit in the sukkah. Not because the father has to take care of them. They are a chiyuv chinuch mitzad atzmam. B'meile, lo shun ha-gimor ezok nistayper, ez azei. V'chi teime, ihi b'derabonu loy mashkecho, not loy mekaimo. She didn't take care if the kids are mekaim derabonans or not. Toshma kol ma'aseo loy osto al pi chachomim. So this is the Loshon HaTeis Yeshonim. Le'mitzvah da'alme. But she wanted her kids to do what they have to do. Why Chazal didn't tell her that she's not managing? Not mitzvah her own chiyuv, mitzvah the chiyuv of the kids. The kids have a chiyuv chinuch. The kids have to sit in a sukkah k'sheirot. The melech mitzvah the chiyuv of the kids, Chazal will have to, Chachom will have to tell her, you're not doing the chiyuv of the kids. What? not mitzuvim leafrishoy. Chitei me'ir b'derabono lo yashkicho, and b'melo we don't have to make a mechor taket. Toshma kol maaseh lo yosto elad bichachomim shiruatz mekayim b'derabono. This is the lotion. Lemitzvah be'alme. Not b'din mechor, but lemitzvah be'alme. They will tell that she has to do it. It's not a chiyuv, it's lemitzvah be'alme. Well, their mitzvah, not her mitzvah. Their mitzvah. So that, let me first decide the dvarim. So kimin choymer. So let me get good. So the fifth day's yeshonim is no chiyuv on the mother. What is the pshat in our sugya? Mitzvah the chiyuv of the kids. Rashi cannot learn like that. Rashi learns the kids don't have a chiyuv bichlal. The teretz is einachinami. Rashi learns the kids don't have a chiyuv. Rashi is looking chagiga daf beis amud aleph. Chinuch chayovim ovi ve'imoy lechanche b'mitzvahs. Rashi the shitose learns the mother is chayav b'chinuch. B'mele Rashi learns our sugya. We're talking on the algemeine din chinuch, not on the kids din of chinuch, and the mother's chinuch. Tzvei meduyek in loshon Rashi bayos. Shizkiku lehargil esakotin lemitzvah. We're not speaking on the chiyuv of the father. I'm sorry, on the chiyuv of the bein. We're speaking on the chiyuv of the mother. So lo mamesad ad advarim. So lefi Rashi al sugya is the algemein chiyuv. We don't have the teis yishonim skasha bichlal. The mother is also chayev bichinuch to margil her kid. Loshon Rashi bayos lehargiloi b'mitzvahs. It's like only that chinuch lehargiloi b'mitzvahs. Lefi teisves and teis yishonim is no chiyuv on the mother. Oh, but the teretz is l'shitosom is another din chinuch bayos. What is the din chinuch? That the kid is chayev b'mitzvah. Mitzad atzmoi, not mitzad his father. If the kid is chayev mitzad atzmoi, b'meile, they told Hilmi Amalka, the kid is not mekayev, that mitzvah. Sehr hereingesetzt. I saw in Zeven Brickes Avrom, stamm, a shenen tunaf gemimes, maybe in between the shayle, if it's a chiyuv on the kid, or only a chiyuv on the mother, on the father. What would be if the kid is a treifet? And we know for sure that the kid will not make it to bar mitzvah. Is he not the mechanach the kid or not? He's a treifet. So if it's lehargiloi b'mitzvahs, he will never get there. We'll never get there.
Done now.
What done now? What chiyuv now? Lehargiloi b'mitzvahs as vos. If it's a chiyuv mid rabbonon, so it's like, look, they put a chiyuv from age 8. They did it because they were thinking people would get older. But they metak him. Don't know if you're going to die or not. But if it's lehargiloi b'mitzvahs, then avad. As another shayla, what if the kid is a shoyte? Kid is a shoyte. So it's lehargiloi b'mitzvahs avadinish. Because even if we'll be older, he's a shayte. I mean, he's a shayte b'chefza, not because he's a kid. But if it's mitzad de rabbonon, then yes, he's topic. Could be also not. As if a godl is known de rabbonon, so the cotton is also known de rabbonon. Oy dilme, that the rabbonon, they put on people that have 50 amount seichel. That person has a 50 amount seichel. Well, shayte, he will stay with chinuch alamor, because he'll never become a godl. This is a bit of shayte. Every shayte can be chayim de rabbonon, as if a cotton. The Rabbanon they put on people that have 50% seichel. Shoyt also has 50% seichel. No. Yeah, it's not. But I'm saying, it's not shmucha. I'm saying it's, you have to know, the shayla is not just a shayla, it's a taka shayla. It's a taka shayla. A person has a kid shoyt, is it either to mechanach to take it to the sukkah, not to take it to the sukkah. People have to deal with the shaylas. Take your shaylas. But say something. Let's take it only these two shaylas. Lefi Rashi, there is no chiyuv chefetz. It's only l'shem ha'osid. Avada and a shoyte and a treife. Poshut, there is no din chinuch. If the other side and a treife mistabe, there is a din chinuch. Shaylas, a kid is in a hospital. There's no shaylas. He will not pass. He's already going to die. And he wants to do some things. And nisha is gehalten. Is he in it to stop him or not? Shaylas chacha b'mitzvah. He doesn't want to die. Is he going to tell him you have to daven today or not? He's going to die in 2 days. You have to tell him to daven or not? If it's the chanukah be lefi Rashi, lefi Amar nish. Let me get to the second shlap. A minute. Zok the world, if it does see the pshat, can we gain weiter? Let me gain weiter. We have a teretz and the ritvo. Zok the world does it. The whole tzad that I could yoytze chinuch with apostle lulev, with apostle esroik, It's only on the tzad that chinuch is like Rashi v'teisfus. For that chinuch, for the chiyuv of the father, to mechanach his kid, for the chiyuv of the father to mechanach his kid, to train him, and he'll get used to do the mitzvahs, to mechanach him, you take an esrei, ish tazak kosher esrei, when he comes to shul, shachar za esrei, eventually he'll remember a good esrei. Aber at the din der Rabbonon, that me divrei soifrim the kid is chayev, about his chayev b'chol halachas. As if you're benching. You bench with the Rabbonon, you have to bench the same benching of the reise. As if a person eats a kezayis is chayev with the Rabbonon, so if a kezayis is chayev with the Rabbonon, so the kid that is chayev with the Rabbonon also has to mekayim all of the halachas the Rabbonon. So if he has to mekayim all of the halachas the Rabbonon, mit azal begdorim, about he has to have a double that is kosher kiv chosr. We asked the Kasha and the Yesh Mefoshim, they hold that for Chinuch you could take a posel of Esrei. So why here? What was the problem of Sugi Shilam Alam Esrei Mama? The Torah says, yeah, but by us it was not Chinuch within the father's Chinuch. You as father, you have to give the kid a posel of Esrei. You don't have to take care of the kid. The kid himself has to go to find a good Esrei. But the Chiv of the father to mechanach the kid is only with a posel of Esrei. Our sugya, which Zog the Stipler, the chiluch of the kids of Hilni Amalko was not mitzvah because the Teis Yishonim learns the mother is anyway not mechuyah b'chinuch. Mitzvah be'alme, the kids wanted to be yoytze the mitzvah, v'chiteim if the rabbon olay ashkicho, kol ma'aseh olay osta apichachomim, she wanted her kids to do what we daf zahim, but mainly these kids cannot sit in a sugya shikvoy l'malam esrim amo. But you as father, when you want to mechaduch your kids, you could put them in a sugya shil malam esrim amo. You're not mechuyah to tell them that. You're not even required to tell them that the Siddur is at the Rabbanon. As your chinuch, you have to give them a zach, even the Apostle Esrek, you yoytze your chinuch. That the Rabbanon that is chal on the kid, that the Rabbanon tak is ki ilchosa. Melival we are right setting the sugya. Val we are right setting the sugya. That our sugya is talking about what? Our sugya is talking about that the Rabbanon, as the kid is mechuyev, the melee you have to have a kosher ki ilchosa. So no, but as is mesuda. The Yesh Mefoshim Taki will learn that our chinuch is taki like the Shikut Teir of the Teis Yeshonim. The Melech Lefi the Teis Yeshonim, Eina Chanami, this Yesh Mefoshim will learn that in our sugya you have to have a koshere, but Be'alma you don't have to have a koshere. Rashi Taki that learns that by our sugya is algemein chinuch, Lefi Rashi will be taki like we pass in La'aloche, that you cannot take a postel Esrig, you cannot take a postel Suke, but the Yesh Mefoshim will learn like Teis Yeshonim, that it's two halachas of chinuch, and all of their halachas mistaber, and as they have developed, is klorazay that the ganze halacha what is mistaber that you could take a posele is only in the din chinuch of the chiyuv of the father. Abbas is emes that is the din chinuch mitzad the kid himself. You cannot take a posele. It's a glatas svara. No, if Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold in the second chinuch. So our sugi is only the father's chinuch, and of them steht der Zuge schon mal und wessen Mama ist Basu. So lefi Rashi tak jetzt Basu. Aber lefi der Teis hier schon, that is tus alochas im chinuch, that is in the Teir von Stipler, this will be some adding. We're asking a kasha, we're saying the Teir von Stipler is two din in chinuch, and our sugi is the zweite din chinuch lefi Teis hier schon im Teis. Mela we're saying, in the second din zog the welt is poshet, that you can use a postular one. Only in the din of the chinuch of the father you can use a postular one. Aber in the second din you can use a postular one. Bald we'll see mefsher, noch an afkemine, al derech dem. Again, that's the kasha of Shmuel, chveisnish, was we brach levatol. For the kasha and the mother, we ask the kasha, what we brach levatol. And again, it's not brach levatol, the kid is yaitz chinuch, it's not a brach levatol. But an our studio, we said not. That's the commandment of this. The legabi, the chinuch of the father, not. And the second thing he can make a brach, and the first thing he could make a brach. The father could be mechanach to do the brach. I don't want to go into brif. I'll mask with you at 1 minute. Where's the nafkimin in the mashal? We are choishes shalom all. Stam. The people that know the sugyas to mechanach the kids to do keil chaser, right? Now, what would be if you cannot do the keil chaser? Is it even to tell the kids to start the bench? You know he will skip. He will not bench. Is it even an epis? So avada Muslim hold avada. The second thing. It's not a stira. It's one thing the kid has to bench as a mensch. But he doesn't bench as a mensch. But if you bench, have a bench, you're not machshin in brachal batole. Because it's a din to mechanachim to start to get used to. It's two dinim. And that din we have to try. We don't, I can't buy from a lulav. Chodesh can geld to buy him a lulav. But I'm giving him chodesh to make a bracha and a second lulav to be yaitzeh b'chiv of the father. I'm not mechayiv to buy him a lulav. Mechayiv to buy him a lulav, I can mechayiv to buy you a lulav. I'm not mechayiv to buy him a lulav. He doesn't have money. I'm not mechayiv to buy him. I'm not mechayiv to help him. He could make a bracha. He could make a, this is what we're talking about. He for sure could make a bracha. As the din chiluch of the father, he could make a bracha. As the, if you see good, I didn't want to go into, but if you read the Mishnah Berurah, look good in the Mishnah Berurah. It's clear he's talking on the din of the father. Look at the Mishnah Berurah inside. Simen tof reish nun ches, siv kot mechof ches. Loikiyem boi oviv chinuch, v'yesh oimrim shekiyem boi oviv chinuch. The noise is, not if the kid was yoitze. Kiyem boi oviv chinuch, oi loikiyem boi oviv chinuch. The tzad as ye, one tzad hozes nish. That kiyem by aviv chinuch. Not the kid was yaitzeh mitzvah. The chassidim mishtabur had a tzad of the kid of the yaitzeh mitzvah and a lulav shol. It's a nishkin mitzvah. The mishtabur says yesh oimrim shaloi kiyem by aviv chinuch, v'yesh oimrim shekiyem by aviv chinuch. The kid for sure is not yaitzeh lulav. It's not a brachah of a tzad. It's what I'm trying to be masvim. V'alai av chiyuv to mechanachim with such a zach. This is nishkin brachah of a tzad. You can make Chazal told me take a pasul of esrog, tell him to shake and make a brachah. It's not a brachah of a tzad. This is the chiyuv chinuch. It's chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is chinuch. I'm myself. The Gemara zok that for sure one of the kids was chayav b'chinuch. Why? From seven kids, so even if you have a kid every year, so b'meila, one of the kids has to be over the shir of chinuch. Frek de Welt, why you have to have a kid? The Gemara says not only because he was a begil chinuch. Because Avada was a kid she'ein tzorich le'imoy. Was a kid she'ein tzorich le'imoy. It's a Gemara later on, Rashi brings down, kotna tzorich le'imoy, his potu min asuke. Why? He's mitzar, he's potom in a suke, he needs his mother. But if he's already over the edge of tzorich le'imoy, so he's chayav b'suke. And it's not enough that he's 6'7", that he understands. It has to be that he's not tzorich le'imoy. But if he's tzorich le'imoy, he's potom in a suke. It's like, mother, don't worry, from seven kids, the older one, mistomer, is not tzorich le'imoy. Frek de Welt, why only to ask him the seven kids? Because mistomer one is not tzorich le'imoy. Heal me on Malkus in the suke. So he's not mitzar, fakel, he's running into the suke. If you put him to sleep in the house, he doesn't want to sleep in the house. He wants to sleep in the sukkah. The mother's in the sukkah. And the Gemara makes a cheshb. Mistame with seven kids, the older one is when he doesn't need his mother, so he's chayav b'chinuch. Even if he needs his mother, but his mother's in the sukkah. Wait. So, the kasha l'chu is not a kasha b'chlal. The kasha is b'chlal, not a kasha. Because she was an apostle of Sukkah. So if Azei buy that she's an apostle of Sukkah, so he goes to the mother and apostle of Sukkah, so he goes to the mother. But the Maskona says, Gemara is not so poshut, because the Gemara says that it was on kosher of Sukkah near apostle of Sukkah, so the mother was there. So the Maskona says, Gemara, it's not so simple to answer that while the mother was an apostle of Sukkah, so the kid is tzorich le'ima, he's patur. Because it was too kosher, it was a kosher of Sukkah near apostle of Sukkah. So while it was a kosher of Sukkah near apostle of Sukkah, and the melee, the kid doesn't say that he needs the mother. So the Briskerov gives up that Tosefet. Beitzim is a very chosh in the Ksovim and Erchim. Briskerov said a Yesoid. Good eye to know it. Saying, from here taken we can shlog in this. But Beitzim a Yesoid, Zog the Briskerov, the Mishnah says, Kot na tzorich le'imoy, potu min asuke. Kot na yodea lena'anea, chayev besuke. Kot na yodea li'is'atef, chayev betalis. So the Biskarov, what is Kotna Yodea Lena'anea, Oviv Chayev Liknis to a Lulav? Why? If you pick up the Lulav, you also Yoytzesh. Na'anuim, Zachinyonim. No, only the kid knows to do like this, then you Chayev to buy him a Lulav. Kotna Yodea Lisatev Chayev B'tzitzis. But if he knows to wear the tzitzis, every kid, I think 2 years old, knows to wear clothes. No. But if he doesn't know to make the ituk, you don't have to buy him a tzitzis. Why? He says, Chazal will only metak in chinuch when the kid is roy to do the mitzvah ki ilchosa. When he can't do the mitzvah ki ilchosa, they will never metak in chinuch. Even that he could do the moshul ki ilchosa, is to make ituf in talis. Avada, you don't have to do ituf. Lule, avada, without shakling, you also yoitze. But when they're metakin the mitzvah, they're metakin it only ki ilchosa. Zonde briskerov, kodna tzorich le'imoy. And the mother is in this, and even if there's no mother around, the mother is not in the house, they're not in the sukkah. The mother is not in the house, they're not in the sukkah. Even so, he's potu misukkah. He's not only potu because he, in this case, is mitzvah. Val normally when he needs his mother. Well, normally when he needs his mother, he's mitzvah potum in a sukkah. So even when there's no mother, or when the mother is in the sukkah, he's potum in sukkah. It's a nafkimina lemaise. When the nafkimina is lemaise, the parents are sitting inside the sukkah, and the kid walks into the house. He's allowed. He's a kid. He's 3 years old, 4 years old. The other brother, the other sister is allowed to give him food. He's kot natzorch limoy, but the mother's in the sukkah now. So lefi develt, I know the idea of poisoning, I'm achmir on it. The whole Pitur is because he's mitzvah. The mother's in the sukkah. It's no heter to give him to eat outside the sukkah. Well, when he's going, it's shiur chinuch. But that's a biskerov name. We see from our sukkah nishtazay. That kod natzorich le'imo, it's a shiur in chinuch. Val is a shiur in chinuch. The mele b'chai gab, and the chazal will never metaken. Now, let me add the Gemara. That's totally to what we said, the whole first chelik of Shia. I just want to see the last piece of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Barav Adelai Nitzrich Ha'olo L'Sukah Asuya Kitoinius Kitoinius. V'chidarko Shel Malko Leisha B'Sukah Asuya Kitoinius Kitoinius, Omar Rabba Shel Elo Kitoinius Shebo, Rabbonon Tzav Riboneo B'Sukah Ma'al Yavi Yasve, V'Iyu Yosfo B'Kitoinius, Mishum Tzniyusa, Umshum Ochi Lo Yomru Lo Dovo, Rabbi Yudah Sovar Boneo Gabo Avu Yasve, V'Afilo Ochi Lo Yomru Lo Dovo. Sogt Rashi Dibur HaMasril V'Rab Yudah Sovar. ואם תאמר לרב חונו דמוקי פלוקטאי בשאין מחזקס אלו כדי רוישי ורובי בשולחונוי כיוון דבונה על גבו אבי לו גדוי לו ומוידו בו רבונו ומאי ראי של רב יהודה ישלם עד השולחונו בתוך הסוכה גדוי לו איסו and everyone squished inside with her ובונה על השולחונו יוישים רוישום ורובום ולא כמסובים ולא כסקופים ולאם נראה דבלה לרב חונו קשיה והי תרוצה לרבונו ובכן איקו לשיר רוישי ורובי אמרו לכמון דעיני על הזין תפוחים ויש לו לשיבה בונים בשיבה תפוחים Rashi fragt a starke kashe. The man the omad of the sukkah is a sukkah ktano, so 7 and 7. So she sat in the sukkah of 7 and 7. Where the kids fit in? So Rabbanon say, very good, the kids are in the house. But Rabbi Yudah says the kid are with her in the kitchen, continues. How it could be that the kids fit inside? How it could be that the kids could fit inside? So Rashi's one terrace, the table is out and everyone was standing there. Second terrace, it doesn't stim. So it's Rabbi Yashi, in the Oretz on Masech Tosuke, has a poshta teretz, on the Chab good. So it's she was a little room, her private room, 7 and 7, she was there with her table. All of the other kids were in the big sukkah. But they were eating off the table of the mother. Now the halacha is, Misha Yeshev Basukeh V'Shulchon V'Seich HaBayis Lo Yotzo Yedei Chiboseh. So she's sitting in Lamalo Me'esri Mamo, it's a small sukkah, she's sitting in the Lur Shatana Goylim, and they're taking the big sukkah, but they're eating off her table. They're eating off her table. So b'meile, this is what Rabbi Yudah's raya was, that sukkah shel malam esri mama is kosher. Because if sukkah shel malam esri mama is not kosher, so her little room is not kosher. So what is the kasher? Again, but the Gemara says, the only sukkah that is not kosher, if it's zayin al zayin. If it's mur, it's kosher. So Frekt Rashi, so what the Gemara says, she was in the little part and the kids are the big part. This is Rabbanon. And if you're Rabbi Yudah, everyone is in the little part. How everyone could fit in Zion and Zion? Zogt of Rabbi Yashiv, I have a poshta teretz. Loshna Gemara, it's an echob akash of the Gemara. Why the Gemara has to push all the kids into the little sukkah, leave the kids in the big sukkah, and say posh. Lefi Rabbanon, they were eating off their own tables. Lefi Rabbi Yudah, they were eating off the mother's table. And the mother was in a sukkah ktana. So let me learn the Gemara. Akash of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Ishal Zan Rashi. Lefi Rabbi Yudah, what is the case? Lefi Rabbanon, she was in a small sukkah and everyone was in a big sukkah. So b'melele, Amru Lehem Dovo, the small one is posul, it's a lul shatar megoylim. The big one is kosher. Lefi Rabbi Yudah, no, everyone is in the small one. So Rashi, they can't fit, it's 7 and 7. So Rabbi Yashi, they could fit. That she will be there with a table, and everyone else will eat off her table. And the Melech Chazal had to tell them the kids are eating Shulchan Beit Chabayis. Why? We'll see later. Be'ez Hashem, the next sugya, that when there's no Shem Yigor, if you say such a zach or not. Yeah, lefi what the shit is that, and why not a Shem Yigor to be with the mother? You could say Yigor. No, aposhta teretz. No. Zogt Rabbi Eliashiv lefi the whole shit that we said now. Mitom ish fregen hazakash. B'chay gab nefachinuch yiyotze. It's a kosher sugya. It's only a gzeira de rabbonon. When we're not Yoitza, we said. When it's a possible suge, this is like Shaul. The suge is good. It's a gzeira the rabbonah not to do it, because maybe he moshech achas shulchanoi. For chinuch, you have to be makbid on it. Loi mi boyo lefidi yesh mefoshim, it's good. And we said it's like Shaul, it could be even better from Shaul. If we said, maybe it's like Shaul. So b'meilis, that Rebbe Liashi, fakel, I have a riot take. That for chinuch, we don't say gzeir Hashem imoshech achar shulchanoi. Apostle Esrig is not good. Apostle Sukkah is not good. But when it's Shema imoshech, when it's Shema imoshech, we don't have a chisor. Because for chinuch, you don't have to have a kosher Sukkah. We have to have a kosher Sukkah. Lemala me'esrim is possible. B'meilis, the Gemara had to put him the dafka b'toich the sukkah k'tano. Then you're not yoitze. But if you sit in the sukkah k'doyle and you're eating of the sukkah k'tano and it's only Shema Yimoshech, who said in chinuch, you don't have zachisor? Stop it. Hey, once I was asked, another rabbein, naftake, that Sidra Yeshiva doesn't finish Yom Chamishi, it doesn't finish Friday, and doesn't finish Shabbos. Saibun is in Shabbos, Saibun is no in Shabbos. Sidra Yeshiva. Sidra Yeshiva is that a Bocher learns 7 days. Every Bocher has to be a Sai Friday and to try to be in the Zdorim, when it's in Shabbos, to try to shtel tzu. But the Iker is that a Bocher has to know to learn seven days a week, and not 5 days a week. And it's a Kpode Gemura. And even if a person feels that he's such an Ilu and he could learn in 5 days, but in the Maiz, if he doesn't come, a macht rifian. The famous word of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz, he said a taka, and when they asked him, why the yeshiva bochim in our days don't become gdolim? He said, in our days, the yeshiva bochim have gemoras. He says, in his day, was one gemora for the ganze yeshiva. Every bocher has gemoras mit marmekemes, mit all different kinds of marmekemes. And today he says, everyone has pens, then I'm all with feathers, yeah? I'm all by night, who could have learned? That's a little light. And alt is good. Alt is good. A person has everything what he needs. So why today is no gdoili? So he said, it's bavus that Rabbi Akiva went to learn Torah. He came back after 12 years. And outside the house, he heard someone telling his wife, you know, your husband is such a bad person. He went to learn. He didn't, you know. She said, if he would listen to me, he would stay another 12 years. So he went back for another 12 years. And he came back after 24 years. Rabbi Akiva would... 24,000 zugis talmidim, or 24,000 talmidim. Yeah, it was the gadol hador. Fregt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Aber menschlichkeit. You know, because of Hirsch, you went to learn. Menschlichkeit. Be a mensch. You know, it's your cousin, it's your family, yeah? It's your wife. They wanted to come for a Shabbos. Your friends wanted to go away with them. A menschlichkeit. Just come in, say hello, and go back. So he would come in and would say hello, and you know, Mistama Rabbi Akiva after 12 years would come in. Mistama he would think himself, you know, learning Sukkah Shikvodim Alames, Chinuch. Mistama, even when he would speak to his wife, Mistama he would think of learning, yeah? Hind the Posh Tanut Chochem could do it, yeah? About Rabbi Akiva when he came home, when he spoke to his wife, he taught in learning. And he was there for 2 minutes, yeah? And it's Bechoyev, it's his wife. The Teretz is, he would learn 12 years and 12 years, but he would not become Rabbi Akiva. Because 12 and 12 is not 24. Honishkin Shaykhis Bichlam. So he knew that his wife is losing, that he's not coming in. But he knows in 12 years he will become a Rabbi Akiva. And if not, he will be a Chatzi Rabbi Akiva. And she wants him to become a Rabbi Akiva. So there's no heter. This is your wife. A bocher goes away for Shabbos to a hotel with a cousin. Yeah? It's no more bocher. Ois bocher. He goes to the family to eat. So if he goes to eat at night, say that. Or if he says, the ganze Shabbos, he stops. There's no chance to become a Talmid Chochem. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, it was a shmuz. I think, Mamash, this week, 30 years ago, he said, could be people are learning more. 5 days and 5 days and 5 days. But there's nobody that's learning as man. He said, in our days, but not as man. People didn't go back for a year, people didn't have for 2 years. A bocher learns today 5 days. Already, Yom Chamishi after Shir, he feels like, oh, weekend. Shaklach. So I'm saying, it's a double that we hold in far Kabbalah Satere. It's not. But a person has to know, he has Dibotek in Yitzharor, he has to mix Dorim and Sidra Yeshiva is Friday, and Sidra Yeshiva is Shabbos. I want that the Oilom will do Chaburis in between each other Friday, but Hashem will be Mesader, that the Oilom will do Chaburis, Sagan Chaburis in between each other. I think it's a double Rechrechi, but Hashem Tzuzamen will wax and become Tabitha. Shaykh Rechai, it's a big volume. It's not a short.